Welcome to another Metaphysical Romp 2. This is the Reverend Dr. Paul Hasselbeck coming to you from Overland Park, Kansas, where it's a rainy day outside, but inside, it's another beautiful day in my consciousness. Hello, guys. Introduce yourselves.
Hello. We are so glad to be here at this virtual kitchen table. This is Reverend Dr. Cher Holton coming from snowy Durham, North Carolina, but as with Paul, it is another beautiful day in my consciousness.
And it's very definitely another beautiful, beautiful day in Bill's consciousness, too. And we're glad to be with you. As you know, Sarah and I are the co-founders of an online unity ministry, a hybrid unity ministry called the Unity Center for Universal, youuniversalprosperity.com.
And we hope everybody comes and visits us. We have lots of great resources there for you, and you can find it very quickly at ucfyp.com. And there's a link there to sign up for our Monday musings. If you haven't done that yet, you want to be sure and click on that link as well.
I'll second that motion, that's for sure. Take an old action step. So I have my website, paulhasselbeck.com, where you can find my version of Sunday's daily word called the Absolute Word. And if you go to my website, again, paulhasselbeck.com, you can see how to do that. Basically, it's by sending me an email at alberthasselbeck@gmail.com. And of course, my calendar, where I'm appearing via Zoom for various centers and churches around the country. And the three of us are really happy. We're getting some business. We could call it, I guess it is business, and yes, finding work to do. And so that's good. And I think we need to remind our listeners, especially if there's any new ones, that Metaphysical Romp 2 is about spirituality, pseudo-spirituality, science, and pseudoscience. And when you tune in, you never know which one you're going to get. And we don't know which one you're going to get. A lot of what we do is from our indwelling knowledge base, isn't it, guys?
It sure is. That's what makes it so much fun.
It sure is. So we also thought that before the year got too far along, that we ought to do something about the 12 powers. And thanks to Reverend Dr. Bill Holton, he gave us a great name. We're calling this episode, drumroll, High-Fiving the 12 Powers.
And woo-hoo!
We are quite a resource for the 12 Powers. And we have our two books. Cher, did you want to introduce the books?
Sure. And there are links to these books directly on our Metaphysical Romp 2.com website. So if you go to the Metaphysical Romp 2 website, you'll see links directly to these books. We also have it on holtonproductmall.com as well. And one of them, the original book that Paul and I co-authored, is Power Up, the 12 Powers Revisited as Accelerated Abilities. And then as we worked with it and taught classes with it, and Bill was involved in a lot of the classes that we did, and he kept throwing in all these great science pieces with it. So we decided to expand our first book and created the second edition, which is Power Up Your Life, Accessing Your 12 Powers to Achieve Health, Happiness, Abundance, and Inner Peace. And that's Paul and Bill and I, all the three of us, put that one together. And it's really, a lot of the content is the same as the original Power Up book, but we've added a lot of things. We've added a lot of science to reinforce what these powers can do for you. So we encourage you to go and take a peek at both of them.
And it's important to know, folks, that as Paul mentioned from the get-go about pseudo-spirituality, pseudo-science, we found that about 60% of the pseudo, whether it's spiritual or science, today has proven tomorrow and beyond tomorrow to actually become sound science. So we're calling it pseudoscience. I say we're calling it. The scientific community may call it pseudoscience today, but it doesn't mean it's going to be pseudo forever.
That's right.
That's a great point.
We're back to provability and non-provability, aren't we?
Exactly.
Yeah. And another reason why we're doing this particular program today is because Unity World Headquarters is doing a theme for the year, which they always do. And this year they called it How to Stay Centered No Matter What, 12 Tools for Achieving Inner Peace in a Chaotic World. So I'm going to repeat that again. 12 tools for achieving inner peace in a chaotic world. And one of my favorite quotes from A Course in Miracles is, make this year different by making it all the same. I'll repeat that. Make this year different by making it all the same. Now, there's probably a lot of Course in Miracles people out there. They're going, yeah, that sounds like A Course in Miracles, because it sounds like gobbledygook until you really dive into it. What's that really talking about? Well, it means that when we're coming strictly or more focused from our ego, we think we have to come from a different place for every event and every person. So we go through a year having to make and remake ourselves for each situation and for each person. And when it says make this year different by making it all the same, is we're going to respond this year differently than we had in the past, where we think we have to be different for every situation and person. And so the result is, I'm making this year different by making my response to everything the same. And what I mean by that is, my starting point is from my divinity. My starting point is from my divinity, instead of my starting point being from a more shallow point of my humanity or my ego. And this way we show up better. Now, we still may respond differently to things, but the fundamental starting point is different. Are we ready to romp?
I think we are. We are ready to roll and share with people. We're going to high five by sharing five really important things you need to know to get the most out of using your 12 powers.
Yes, indeed. So I think, Cher, why don't you just read through all five really, not quickly, but review them, and then we'll dive into each one.
All right. So here's a quick overview of the five things you need to know about 12 powers. And this is high-fiving it. Number one, everyone has them, whether you're conscious of them or not. So everyone has all 12 powers. You may or may not be aware of it. Secondly, everyone is always using them. Number three, they do not care how they are used. So the 12 powers do not care how they are used. Number four, the 12 powers can be overdeveloped or underdeveloped or used at the sweet spot. And number five, they can be used at any level of consciousness.
Wow, I like how you snuck in that little tease about the sweet spot.
Oh yeah, got to know that sweet spot.
We will get to that. So the first one is everyone has them, whether conscious of them or not. And a little exercise I do in all of my classes, I'll just do a part of it so you can have a flavor. And that is to ask the listeners to answer this question, yes or no. Do you notice you have the ability to believe? Do you notice you have the ability to persevere or to be strong? Do you notice you have the ability to compare and contrast? Do you notice you have the ability to desire, harmonize, unify, and I'll even throw in be compassionate? Do you notice you have the ability to master and control? So if you answered yes to those questions, then you already know you have within you faith, strength, wisdom, love, and dominion. And we experience them as innate abilities. But in the divine, in our divinity, in the absolute, they are divine ideas or principles. Any comments on that, guys?
What I really like about this, the fact everyone has them, whether they're conscious of them or not, and the exercise you just did, is the reminder that we do these things, and if we do them on autopilot, then we're not being effective. And if we become consciously aware that we do have these powers, that's what gives us the power to use them at their highest ability, which we're going to talk about later. But it takes that conscious focus. Otherwise, you just fall into default and you're always reacting.
And that default is repeating your same mistakes over and over again, expecting a different result.
Right.
It's so important for us to start with that self-awareness. when I'm not getting a result I like, that's when I stop and ask, what power might I be misusing here? Mm-hmm. What ability am I misusing? And how might I use it better? And how might I use it more consciously in my everyday life until that becomes more default?
Right. Mm-hmm. Because we can change, just like on your computer, you can, it comes when you open up that fresh new computer, it has defaults already there. But you can go in and change what you want the default to be. And we can do the same thing with ourselves. You know, we've created these defaults from past behavior, but we can change that default and make that our new muscle memory.
And I like to add to what Paul and Cher are saying is that defaults don't necessarily have to be negative defaults. They can be a positive default. And Cher mentioned earlier about going to the sweet spot. Well, it more than S-W-E-E-T spot, it's S-U-I-T-E, your sweet spiritual spot, which is what Unity calls headquarters. And when you go to that default, you've got nothing but optimism and positivity.
That's really, really good that we have a spiritual suite, S-U-I-T-E, which is our divinity, which Charles Fillmore called going to headquarters. And guess where it's located? Right within. Right within. Yes. Within.
So we carry it with us all the time. We always have access.
You know that commercial, don't leave home without it. You can't leave home without it.
Right.
It's always there.
Right. Yeah.
And do we carry it with us or does it carry us with it?
I think it's a both and.
That's cool. That's a cool way to think about it.
I think it's a both and.
No separation. Right. No separation. Right?
No separation. The next one is everyone is always using them. And that's something that people need to think into more. Because if you're always using them and you're not thinking of them much, that's pretty much obvious we're moving on autopilot from our default settings. But our bodies are fundamentally manifested from the 12 powers and other things too. And so you're always manifesting your body. So we're always using them. And you're always manifesting your personality. And our personality is manifested from the 12 powers plus some other principles as well. And so no choice on this. No choice on this. In fact, it could be called a law in a way, because you can't break it.
Yeah, you can't not use your powers. You just may not be using them consciously and aware smartly as you could.
Right. And got to remember that if you're not conscious, you're using them unconsciously and you're probably not getting maximal benefit from them.
Right. Okay, so this really ties right into number three. Number three, they, meaning the 12 powers, do not care how they are used. And that may sound funny, but it's really true. We tend to give so much anthropomorphism to everything. And we do the same thing with the powers. And it's important to remember that they don't care. It's up to us to choose the how.
Yeah. And it's easier to think of that if you think of them as 12 principles, because we know the principles of mathematics, the principles of music don't do anything. We do things with them. And yes. So it's important to remember this. And that whole idea that the powers use us can be found in places in the historic records. And as a result of that, we have some misunderstanding going around in the movement that the powers use us. What are they doing to us inside? And if that were true, then we'd all be operating optimally, wouldn't we?
Right. Yes.
Or they'd be playing favorites, which they don't do.
Oh, yes. Playing favorites. There's that one too. Or if we could get really wild about this, since the old God was a punishing God, that God would use the 12 powers to punish you.
Oh, there you go. Yes.
Yeah. Folks, yeah. It's none of those. It's right. None of those. They simply are. They are your innate, inherent resource. Not inherited, not given to you. They are innate.
Yes.
Well, you know, to use another analogy, you could say that a perfectly macadamed sidewalk doesn't care how you walk on it. There's nothing wrong with the sidewalk. It's there to support you. But if you choose to run or stumble or trip over yourself on that perfect sidewalk, it's not the sidewalk that's doing it.
You used a word there, which you often do use a word that sometimes we don't know, that I think might be a Southern term.
What was that?
A macadam sidewalk?
Oh, macadam, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
what is that?
It's a type of building material that goes into the sidewalk.
So is it like asphalt?
That's part of it, yes. It's a mixture.
I think he changed it into another tense.
I did.
A macadamed, but it would be like a paved,
like
a paved road, a macadamed road. Or
okay. I know I've heard the word, but I never really asked anybody. Okay, so now we are having our vocabulary lesson for you.
Well, see, folks, that's what happens when you have a science background. You tend to turn nouns into verbs.
Well, and Bill, you have a really good skill at turning words into something they weren't intended to be, or making up whole new words.
Yes.
One of my favorites is authenticity.
Ah, yes, yes, thank you.
All right, so the next one is number 4. They can be overdeveloped or underdeveloped or
used
at the sweet
spot. This is my favorite one, I think my favorite one, because until we wrote the book, I really didn't realize this concept. Because you always think the 12 powers, that's great. You want to always use them and it's always good. But I like to use the example of imagination, the power of imagination. If you have a lot of fear, you are using your power of imagination, but you're using it. And I like to also think ineffective instead of like, it is another way to look at that. Like I'm using it ineffectively because I'm not using it to its fullest capacity.
That's really good. And that overdeveloped and underdeveloped has to do with our self-awareness. If you're getting results you don't like, you're probably one or the other, overdeveloped or underdeveloped. I like to use the word faith. You can believe there's a boogeyman under the bed, or you can believe you're divine. And so that gives us the options, but underdeveloped would be a wishy-washy person. And overdeveloped would be don't confuse me with the facts kind of person. And so that kind of gives you the spread that's possible. And we really have to figure out on our own, how are we using those? And so Cher, why don't you talk about the sweet spot?
Okay, so the sweet spot, if you think about a bell curve, almost. And say we're talking about imagination again, just because I used that before. If you put imagination and draw a bell curve, on one side of the bell curve would be totally underdeveloped. On the other side of the bell curve would be overdeveloped. And at the top, at that peak, would be the sweet spot. And this would be where I am using this power from my divine awareness. And I'm using it to achieve optimal results. So I would use the power of imagination to question my unquestioned answers, for example. That might kind of trigger my curiosity around things. I might use imagination to think about the business that I want to create and what are all the ways I could call on resources and people and ideas to bring this into manifestation. That would be using that power at the optimal level rather than using it at the low level, underdeveloped, so that I'm scared to death to even take the first step and I have all these negative beliefs about it. And overuse might be where I just keep brainstorming and never take action.
Yeah, that is a really good and clear example. And listeners might be going, well, if they're powers or the divine ideas, what's going on here? Well, the divine idea is always maximal. But yeah. Our use of it, our understanding of it, and our ability to use it is what is changeable. And that brings us to the last one. They can be used at any level of consciousness. And I look at them as victim, victor, vessel, and verity. So let's real quick just tick those off. And why don't we use your imagination example? So a victim person would imagine that everything's against them. You take the next one, Cher.
Okay, victor would be where I am using it, recognizing I have the power to stretch my mind. I have the power to ask those questions. I have within me the ability to find new answers.
So vessel would be, I'm imagining that God is in me like a raisin in a bun. And then verity would be, oh, seeing myself divine. Yeah. Seeing myself divine. And we might see that image might be us being how we imagine how great Jesus was.
And to be fair, in our book, we have a different set of levels of consciousness than what Paul just used, which is another way to look at levels of consciousness. So there's several different approaches to that.
Thank you for that reminder, Cher. I did do distinct ones. Okay. So let's look at the absolute word, which is based on Sunday messages appearing in Daily Word, a copyrighted Unity publication, and has been used with permission. And this one is for Sunday, January 31st, 2021. The word is now. I decisively claim my power now. I manifest my personal power from the power of power now. Yesterday is past and tomorrow is not here. This now moment is ripe with promise and potential. I seize it with gusto. Everything I need to begin is within me as inherent divine ideas, which are also universal principles. I need not wait for the perfect moment because there is no time more perfect than now and no more perfect place than here. I fritter away my energy by finding reasons not to get started. I lose my zeal, my focus, and feel frustrated. I declare procrastination has no place in my life. Today, in this now moment, I claim my power. I boldly begin now. Now is the beginning, serving, forgiving, creating, and most importantly, loving. I decisively claim my power now. And so it is. And Cher, you were making a little face.
I just was wondering about this, about I fritter away my energy by finding reasons not to get started because I don't want to affirm I do that.
Yes, that feels like an affirmation. And that's simply a statement of awareness. And you notice that that's followed by a denial. I declare procrastination has no place in my life.
Right.
Then we go on. And so it was a setup for a denial and an affirmation.
Okay. Got it.
And maybe I shouldn't do it that way.
It just surprised me. I wasn't expecting.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, in other editions, what they do in the Daily Word, I may fritter away my energy by finding reason. I may lose my zeal and all of that. And so I need to go back. It might even have it that way. I've just thought.
I would have said when I fritter away my energy.
Yeah.
Or when I find myself frittering away my energy, I declare procrastination as their place in my life.
That is much better. I agree with that. I agree.
Just so our listeners realize what's going on, sometimes Cher looks at me that way on something I've said.
I have a look.
It's great. It's great. All right, everybody. Thank you for another edition of Metaphysical Romp 2. I'm delighted we had this opportunity. I'm delighted for our listeners. Thank you for listening. This is the Reverend Dr. Paul Hasselbeck signing off.
This is Reverend Dr. Cher Holton saying thank you so much for having fun with us high-fiving today with the 12 powers.
And this is Reverend Doc Bill high-fiving you until we post again.
All right. Goodbye, everybody.